Greetings in the name of Jesus. It's a blessing for me to come to you and just in this second lesson, our discipleship program, talk about the earth, the creation of the earth, and the fall of earth. So we're not going to talk about the fall of man. We're going to talk about the fall of the earth, the destruction of the earth, and just how the earth was created. And this is going to be a very interesting lesson and will also challenge your traditional way of thinking. If you're not thinking along these lines, it obviously is going to be challenging, and I trust this will enrich you so that you can understand what the gospel is all about. The reason why I am radical in these teachings, and I want to define radical there quickly. Radical doesn't mean shouting with a loud voice and humiliating people. Radical means to go to the root. That's what it means. The word radical comes from the root word, which is root, like a radish. So when we are radical, we're just going back to the basics. We're going back to what it is all about. Where do we come from? What are we? Who is God? Why are we created? What is sin? How did the fall take place? And so forth. And when we have these radical When we are very radical about these things and we look at the root of it all, then we can come to the conclusion on why God gave His Son, why He died, why He was raised, and what that will bring to us. And we will get a lot of confusion out of our lives. So today we're talking, like I said, about the creation of the world and the fall of the world. Let's go to Genesis 1 verse 1 and let's read 1, 2, 3 there. It says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void." Very important. It says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light." Now, what has touched me for a long time in my thinking about the creation story has always been, how could God and why did God create the earth without form and void? It was as if God came and He created something and He made this blob of matter somehow. And it was just floating in nothingness. There was not a sun, a moon, stars, excuse me. There was nothing like that, and here was the earth. And it says there, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." So there was a heaven and there was an earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep or the abyss. Now, when we take that word where it says without form, this is what it means. It means no formlessness, confusion, unreality, or an emptiness, formlessness. Nothingness, empty space, if we want to talk about it physically, unreal, empty of idols, talking about the emptiness of an idol, a wasteland, a wilderness, a place of chaos and vanity. Now, the Bible says, "And God created the heaven and the earth," and He created a place of chaos, a place of vanity, and a wilderness where there's nothing. Now then, there is no creation. If it is nothing and empty, what did He create? So that shows already, and that was my issue that I've always had. Why would God create such a place? Then it even says there, without form and void, emptiness, void, or waste. So God created something that was confused and waste. How can that be? If we look at a God that is orderly, if we look at a God that is kind, if we look at a God that is merciful, if we look at a God that is full of peace, and a God that is full of love, and a God that is caring for man, and a God that is orderly, how can He, full of light, come and create a place that is a chaotic waste? It just doesn't make sense at all. So, right. Now we need to look at what is this and why did it become like that? The word darkness, for instance, it says here, that darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the word darkness, find the meaning here. This is the word darkness according to Strong's. It means misery, destruction, death, ignorance, sorrow, wickedness, darkness, night, obscurity, darkness. So how could God come and make a place that is confused, a confused wasteland where there is misery, destruction, death, ignorance, sorrow, wickedness, night or physical darkness or obscurity? Now the question is this: how can a God that is light, He is the unapproachable bright light, He is love, He is goodness, when He creates the world, how did He create the world? We read in other places in the Bible that He formed it by the Word of God. So when He created and when He spoke and He brought forth the earth, how could from light come forth a chaotic wasteland where there is confusion and death and everything that is bad? How can there be a chaotic wasteland of misery, destruction, death, ignorance, sorrow, and wickedness? How can that come forth from God? How can the Almighty God that is light bring forth darkness? How is that possible? It is impossible. So we need to go and look at what happened in Genesis. And the next slide, we're going to just look at the word was. It reads in Genesis 1 verse 1 again, it says, "And in the beginning God made the heaven and the earth." And then it says there, "But the earth was unsightly and unfurnished." Now that word "but" there is from the Greek Septuagint. And then it says there that word "was," "but the earth was." The word "was" there means to be or to become or come to pass or exist or happen or to fall out. Now, when we look at that word "was," it's very important. It says, if we read it from the Septuagint with the Hebrew definition of the word "was," it actually says, "And God created the heaven and the earth, but the earth became without form and void." It talks about a fall that took place between Genesis 1 and Genesis 1 verse 1 and 1 verse 2. It talks about a destruction that took place. Now that word "was" there, which means which can also mean to exist, and one of the meanings means to come to pass. It's translated about 600 times, I think, as "come to pass." You know, as is something that is there, and then it came to pass. It came into existence, or like I like that the word "become," "has become," is a very powerful explanation of what was going on there. Now, I'm not going to base everything I'm saying just on that one Hebrew or word there. We want to base it on some other scriptures as well. So what I see is that God created the heaven and the earth, and then the earth came to became a wasteland. It became a place of a chaotic wasteland of misery and death and destruction and confusion. That is what it became. Now, how did it become that? Why was it like that? You know, when we look at the angels and the creation of the angels and when they were and all those kind of things, we look at the earth and it was a wonderful place when it was created. It wasn't a bad place. It was a place of joy. It was a place of peace. And when it was created, it caused great joy in the heavens. So if God created the heaven and the earth and all of a sudden there was a chaotic wasteland full of death and misery, how would it cause great joy in the heavens? And let us read in the next slide there, Job 38 verse 6. It says, "Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened?" This is Job 38 verse 6. It says, "Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? And who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted with joy." Now, this is a scripture that talks where God actually talked to Job and said to Job, "Where were you when I laid the cornerstones of the earth? And when the morning stars sang and the sons of God shouted with joy, where were you?" So what it talks about is When the cornerstone of the earth was laid, in other words, when God created the heaven and the earth, there was great joy and great happiness in the with the sons of God, and also in the morning star sang. It was a beautiful event. So how can there be a beautiful event if God came and created a chaotic wasteland of misery and death? It is impossible. Now, I want to also read Isaiah 45 there. Isaiah 45 verse 18 says, "For thus says the Lord that created the heavens and himself." It says, "For thus says the Lord God that created the heavens, God himself, that formed the earth and made it. He has established and created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there's none like me." Now, that word in vain there is a very interesting word. So, when we look at the word in vain there, it is the word, let me read it to you from the Hebrew. The Bible says, in the beginning, the earth was without form. That word without form is the word tohu, which means formless or confused. Now, that's the very same word that's used in Isaiah 45 verse 18. So if God comes in Isaiah 45 verse 18, he says, the earth was not created void, or the earth was not created without form, but it was created to be inhabited. What does that mean? God comes and he says in Isaiah clearly, and when he talks about how he creates things and how he will preserve the life of Israel. And this is what he was talking about. He was talking about preserving the life of Israel eternally. And he comes and he says, the earth was not created without form. It was not created void. It was not created a confused wasteland, but it was created to be inhabited. So what took it from a beautiful place to a place of destruction? Now, before we get to that, I want to read another passage in Jeremiah and also in Isaiah, which talks about a judgment and what judgment is called and what judgment is named. And that is very important to understand, to see why the earth was without form and void. There was a judgment that came upon the earth. There was a fall that took place before the creation of Adam and Eve, wherein there was absolute chaos and death and destruction. Now, some of you might say, "Baptist, so are you saying that the earth is billions and billions of years old?" Listen, my friend, let me just be honest with you. I'm not here to talk about how old the earth is. I want to talk about the message of Jesus and the salvation story. That's what I want to talk about and debate. I think the whole thing about the age of the earth and all of that is just distractions. Distractions that will bring great destruction to the church. It is arguments and fights and debates about rocks and stones and kind of things. In the meantime, I believe God didn't want to tell us how old the earth is through the Bible. He wanted to tell us what he has come to do to save us from sin and death. And we are using the book in a wrong way if you want to debate those things. I'm not saying that you cannot kind of determine how old the earth is. I want to say this boldly. There is no person that knows how old the earth is. Only God himself knows. There is no person that can accurately tell you how old the earth is. As simple as what that is. That is it. Right. So when the earth fell, when the earth came to a destruction, how did that happen? I believe Satan ruled over this earth, and he fell. And when he fell, his belief and his logic brought what was under his power unto complete ruin. That is what took place here. So let us just look at this judgment. We're going to go to Jeremiah 4:22. Jeremiah 4:22, it says, "For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children," or stupid children, "and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, and to do good they have not known. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, they had no light." Isn't that powerful? It comes and it says here, talks about Israel, talks about the people of God. They didn't want to listen to God. It talks about a people group that didn't want to listen to God. And then God says, they are wise on how to do evil, but on how to do good, they do not know. So you see good and evil there. Tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They are at a place where they you want to do good, but you've got no wisdom on how to do good. But you only have wisdom on how to do bad. This is exactly what Paul says in Romans 7. He says that I've got this thing inside me that when I want to be justified by the law, I know, that is the good that I must do, but I don't do it. And how to do bad, that is with me. I've got the wisdom on how to do bad, but no wisdom on how to do good. So we see here that God comes and he talks about cities that has been ruined, thorns and thistles. If you read the whole passage there, do yourself the favor, go and read the whole passage there in Jeremiah. It talks about thistles and thorns that came up in cities that existed. And because of people that received a wisdom on how to do bad and not how to do good, they faced with good and evil, but they know how to get evil to manifest. But even if they want to, they don't know how to get good to manifest. And that talks about a person whose mind has fallen to a place of legalism and law where they don't know God. So, with that, and that was just taken in a normal city sense. This is the language God used about a place that fell under the judgment of God. And when it fell under the judgment of God, this is what God called it, without form and void, and there was darkness. Let us look at that passage again, Jeremiah 4:22. It says, for my people is foolish, they have not known me, they are stupid children or sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and it had no light. And then Isaiah 34 verse 11, but the cormorant and the bittern shall possess it, the owl also and the raven shall dwell in it, and he shall stretch out upon it the line of confusion and the stones of emptiness. That word confusion there is the same word tohu, which says that the earth was without form, and the stones of emptiness talks about being void. Now, what God is saying, I've just quickly read there Isaiah 34 as well. In Jeremiah and Isaiah, it talks about a judgment that came upon people. And this judgment that came upon people, or this destruction that came upon people, the language that was used when a judgment came, when there was a disobedience, or where a logic was used outside of the logic of God, was called without form and void. Tohu vavbohu. It means without form and void in the Hebrew. So, and God says, I have not created the earth without form. I have not created the earth like that, but I've created the earth habitable. I've created the earth as a place where people can dwell. But then, like verse 2 says, but the earth became without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. I believe that is when the logic of Satan entered into the earth, and the rule that he had, the power that he had, the habitation that he had in the earth prior to the earth as we know it today, came to a fall because of his logic. And from there we can find the creation story. Now, even when the earth came to a fall, even if there was darkness and confusion upon the face of the earth, upon the face of the deep, even if it was a wasteland, a confused wasteland, which the earth also was just before Jesus came, there was confusion, there was a wasteland. The Bible says, and the people sat in darkness, and they lived in the shadow of darkness, and a great light appeared, which was Jesus Christ. I hope you see where I'm going with this. So what is happening is, the earth came to a fall, and I believe it was the satanic fall. If you want to use the word Lucifer, we can do it. It was the fall of Lucifer, and we're going to look at that still in one of the teachings. But the earth fell, it was completely destroyed, but in that destruction, in that void, in that emptiness, in that darkness, the Spirit of God was still hovering over the waters. So in other words, the Spirit that can bring forth life was still hovering over all this chaos. And then the Bible says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light in that chaos. And that is exactly what happened in the creation with us, and where God is recreating the earth by when he brought Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's important for me that you can understand that there was a fall prior to creation. And this is the reason. I want you to know that the dust, if we look at the word dust, when the Bible says God made man from the dust of the earth, that dust there actually means, one of the meanings of the words there is a gray powder, rubbish. So he took out of this waste wherein the devil came with all his logic and he completely destroyed it. He said, my original plan was to create the earth where I will dwell with beings on that earth and reveal who I am. And even if someone come and iniquity was found in him and destruction came to the earth, I will come and I will recreate it. So God made the heaven and the earth. The earth was, Satan came, he fell. Then the earth was without form and void, for God does not create, they did not create the earth without form. It fell. And after the fall, I believe there was still the logic of Satan in the earth, and that is called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It was a system whereby you can come to the place where you can know the good, but you don't have wisdom on how to do the good, and you can just know evil, and you can find the evil and destruction and hard work and labor. You can find that. That was still in the earth. And God came to recreate all of this and make it all new. So when he took the dust and he made man, we are made from dust. And the Bible clearly says that we are but dust. You can read this in Psalm 103. The Bible says we are mindful, God is mindful that we are only but dust. So when we talk about this fall, and we talk about the substance that we were taken from and were created from and it was made alive, we need to know and understand that we were taken from that ruin and God made it alive, and that's what he took Adam from. He took Adam from that ruin, made him alive, and then he blew the breath of life in him for this and gave him authority over all the earth and all living creatures, so that as he would take this ruin that came alive, which is beautiful now because God created from it, and he looked at it and he spoke well of it and he said, be fruitful and multiply. This is what I love. Out of this he created this. We need to know that the very building blocks of this person without God can only come to ruin again. What I'm saying by that is that Adam, when he was made, was not inherently immortal. He was made from the substance of a system that came to a fall. And we can bring that in to Jesus Christ as well. And this is what I want to end off with, and I want to leave you there with this, is when Jesus came into the earth, there was chaos, there was ruin, there was this void and emptiness and no understanding and death and decay upon the earth. Jesus was born into this, and he was made from the dust of the earth. He came and he was formed from the life, that the breath of life that God blew into the dust, which was a cell inside Mary. You know, so God came, or an egg, he came and he blew the breath of life into that dust. And that was how he brought forth the lost man, or Adam, the lost Adam. He brought him forth. And when he was brought forth that way, he was in this earth, and when he was in this earth, a great light arose. So, Jesus came, and when he was incarnated into man, or into this, the matter here, or into the chaos, or into the dust, he became a living soul. And when he became a living soul, he could now, from being alive, having a will, emotion, and a mind, he would be in the power wherein he's got dominion over all living things on this earth, which includes every human being that would be born. He would have that life and that power inside him, and he would have power over destruction, power over death, for he was born into this, like the lost Adam. And then God came and he spoke to this Jesus. He loved on this Jesus, and this Jesus believed the Father, and he did not partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which was alive in the earth when he was here. When Jesus walked on the earth here, there was the wisdom of the devil. There was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God warned Jesus as well, because the Bible says the first Adam was just a type and a shadow of the one to come. So when God looked at the first, when Jesus looked at the first Adam, he knew that since he's the last one, that he should not partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He knew that all dominion was given unto him. He knew that. And if he could obey the Father, the Father would give unto him to eat of the tree of life, and immortality would be his, and chaos would be recreated unto eternal life. And so everybody that would be in him would have access to that eternal life. That's what this is all about. I hope you can understand that. I hope you can understand where death comes from. I hope you can understand why Jesus, and we will start explain that in other sessions, why he had to be raised from the dead, why he had to come into human form and be raised. Because the salvation plan is not a message, and it's not a plan on how to get earth people into heaven. It is about how to get the kingdom of heaven, which is an eternal kingdom, to manifest in the earth and bring life and eternal existence back to the earth, wherein God recreates everything by Jesus. That's what it's all about. In the last 2.5 minutes of this program, I want to just say this. What blesses me about this message, and I know it's challenging to many of you, what blessed me about this message is that God could take chaos and create the earth with the first Adam. And even when that Adam didn't obey and it went back to a chaos again, he brought the last Adam, and that Adam obeyed the Father. And he has got the power of the dead. He's got power over hell. He's got power over death and decay. And his body didn't see corruption. His body, even if he was made from the dust of this earth, his body didn't see corruption. But the Father brought forth a power by the Holy Spirit that was greater than the corruption, and granted unto him immortality, meaning ever living, never dying, in the quality of God's life. And that includes us. And as we believe, this very same Spirit that brought this forth in Christ, that hovered over the waters of the earth, is now, through the rule and domain of Jesus, bringing forth life in each one of us that believes. That is beautiful. And that is powerful. Right, as a summary, God created heaven and the earth came to a fall. Why? Three reasons. God cannot bring forth chaos, confusion, death, and destruction. He cannot do that. Number two, there's two passages in the Bible clearly says that God did not create the earth without form, but created it habitable. Number three, the two passages, the one in Jeremiah and the one in Isaiah, that clearly talks about a judgment. And when that judgment came, when there was a judgment over a city, when they disobeyed God and didn't walk in the knowledge of God, that judgment, the words used there is always, in the two instances there, without form and void. So, for the earth to be without form and void, God couldn't have created like that. It was a result of not walking in the wisdom of God, and that's why without form and void came forth. But there's still hope, even if it was without form and void, and darkness and death was on the earth, the Spirit of God hovered over the earth. And what happened then? And then God could speak and say, let there be light. And that's exactly also what happened. That's what happened with the first Adam. That Adam did not obey. The last Adam did obey and believe in the Father. And the Father had access into this earth to bring life and immortality into this earth and give us access to the tree of life. Isn't that absolutely beautiful? I trust that this has blessed you. I trust that this brings a way of thinking to you that can really challenge your heart. This is the first time I teach on this openly like this. I've believed this for a long time, but this is what I teach to you today, and I trust that this will really bless your heart and get you to think further. So I will see you then again this coming Wednesday in our live discussion about this. Please listen to this message, and then this coming Wednesday we will discuss this. Thank you so much for watching this. God bless.